Whiskey Tango Quebec. Tango Quebec. Four Whiskey Tango Quebec.
Four HKX Mobile.
Yeah, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. I didn't get the last part.
Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
New Tango, good afternoon, Patrick.
We got another gentleman in. I don't know his name yet.
Whiskey Tango Quebec, this is Greg in Greer. Yes.
Greg, this is Patrick on this end, and Rusty is the other gentleman.
Kenroy Sound, this is the first time I'm transmitting on a FT-991 at 10 watts.
I don't know, maybe Rusty can give you a little better one. I'm mobile, but it sounds like you need to back off the microphone a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You need to back off that mic a little bit. You've got it a little on the hot side.
How's this? Thanks for the input.
Much better.
Much better on my end also.
Those mics, some of those hot mics can really... when they're set, particularly on, if you got the power up pretty high, you know, got the mic gain up high, it will overload it sometimes. But you're sounding good now.
I know there's controls in here to turn down the mic gain, but I can't find them yet. It's brand new.
Okay, upper button on the right-hand side of the screen, mash that button, and then halfway on the screen there is some scroll buttons, and look for mic gain. See you this afternoon.
Just sitting here at the house trying to get some things done on the computer and get caught up. Had to get part of my annual checkup.
Telling Tom about that earlier today. Hope everything went okay.
As far as I know, everything went okay, and they were able to reschedule my appointment, which was due in 2 weeks, or the 14th of June. We got it back to the earlier in the week before, so I could possibly, if I've got to go to Florida, I'll be able to go when I need to leave. So that was the next thing on my thing, is whether I need to go. The other fellow, what was the name on there? I missed the name on your call.
Rusty, his name was Greg.
Oh, okay, Greg. All right. Yeah, he was a little bit fast on that, and I missed that. But anyway, so you on your way home, Patrick, or are you still out working?
I am heading up the mountain, or getting ready to, just past Old Greenville Highway there, where it goes up by the watershed.
I know about where you are. I know about where you are. Well, I thought I was going to have to go up to your neck of the woods and do a property inspection, but they gave it to somebody else because they didn't want to pay the fee I wanted for it.
Quite a drive for you, I'm sure. And gas is, it's gotten a little cheaper, but it's still not cheap.
That right. And I'm glad I don't have to pay your fuel bill because you use diesel.
Right now, over where I get fuel, there's not a lot of difference. Maybe 15, maybe 20 cents at the most.
Well, then, that's a good deal because I know I've seen as much as one station I went by today, there was about 60 cents difference between the price of regular gas and diesel fuel there when I went by that station this morning.
There's a big price difference between diesel from station to station. Depending on where you get it, that's how come I get mine typically over in the Berea area. Fuel's much cheaper over that way.
Surprised me. I noticed when I got somewhere up in the, I was up in the edge of North Carolina the other day, the fuel was about 20 cents, 25 cents a gallon cheaper for gas up there.
Rusty, I am getting ready to make the climb up the mountain, so I'm going to say 7-3s. Greg, good to talk to you this afternoon, and I've got the 7991A at home, so if you got any questions about it, I'll try to answer them. 73's guys, KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
If you got questions about that particular radio, go to Patrick, because I don't have one of those and don't have a clue as to how to reset it. So, anyway, good afternoon to both of you. W2T.
M0TR.
Am I out of town when you were over here in Spartanburg today?
Oh, I did buy two cases of beer.
It's a little partying somewhere.
I don't drink. I just thought I'd throw that out there. My neighbor is the one that installed those power wires for my radio, and the tooth fairy just come and left him two cases of beer on his front doorstep.
Tooth fairy, then. You're like me. I'm one of these guys, if I were to buy a six-pack of beer, at least four of them would go flat from sitting in the refrigerator for too long.
There's Michelob Light in there, and I think we bought it several months ago, and the son-in-law, which they don't come over very often, but they do, he'll drink one, and Bruce and I'll split one maybe every two or three months, so it might do that.
The pack I bought, it went flat, and four of them went flat and sitting in the refrigerator, they were in there for about 9 months, I think. I've got a beer that's unopened in my fridge right now that's been in there for, 2.5 years now.
I heard them say that on this Bud Light debacle that they brought on themselves, Tim and Mitch, they won't even touch it. And so they've been drinking Coors Light. I don't know, Michelob might be part of Coors, part of Bud. They didn't drink that. They're drinking Coors, so that's what I got. Bernice spotted their can over on the table yesterday or day before. And he won't take nothing for doing it, so I thought that'd be a nice treat for him. And anyways, but I heard them say that Bud was actually buying back some of the beer from the distributors because it has a finite amount of life on the shelf.
Could be. I don't know. It happens. And but like I said, this can has been in my refrigerator since fall of 2000 and, 2022. Fall of 2020. So I've had it, that'd be 21, 22, and this is now half of 23, so it's been in my refrigerator for 2.5 years. How about that?
Fizz, isn't it? Tastes good. I'd drink it. shoot. We'll split one once in a blue moon with some summer sausage and cheese and that. Right now, I am eating a nice bowl of watermelon that we bought over at Ingles for the first time this year. And it's pretty darn good, isn't it, Mom? Yeah, Bernice is over here, and she's having some, too.
And good afternoon to Bernice, and good to hear. I'll tell you what, it's some of the fruit coming out this summer has been, had some, a friend of mine said he got some the other day from somewhere. And I try to buy mine only from a farm, so I get it fresh. But this fella bought him some fruit somewhere, and I forgot where he said he went. But he went and got some fruit, and I think what he got was some strawberries. And he said they had a weird taste to them, something. They had a kind of a bitter taste to them, and it surprised him. But anyway, you know. That's why I say I go straight to one of the markets around here, one of the farms around here, and buy my fruit like that when I can.
Yeah, I would, but you gotta drive in the traffic to get there. And I'm not crazy about that. That one up towards Traveler's Rest is a pretty nice one. But getting in and out of it's not anything spectacular. It's down by the shooting range there. And we've been to that one a couple of times. But, oh, I think 99% of what we get is either from Sam's or Costco's, or I'd say the greater majority of it's from Aldi's, Rusty. Aldi's has got good fruits and vegetables.
What farm that I'm from is... Anything else is much further than that away, so, you know, I'm not going to go traipsing off. For me to get to the nearest Ollie's would take me about 20 minutes, Tom, and, you know, and that's going through the traffic, so I just don't fight with it. I just do what I do and try to get my stuff here at the house and follow that route and, you know, see where it goes from there, as they say.
I'm trying to buy the local if I can. We go down to Fisher's here to Orchard all the time and get most of our stuff. And usually we'll get a watermelon there. We just happened to be in Aldi's, in Ingles, and I saw them. And Ingles is a very nice store, and it's not too far from us. We was over there anyways. But anyways, I got some antifreeze this morning. I thought my car was just a little bit low. I'm like a dum-dum. I thought it was warm enough when I checked it, but when we got back from Spartanburg and I looked at it, it was just fine. Well, I picked up a gallon of antifreeze at Toyota on the way out. How much you think a gallon of 50-50, mind you, Toyota antifreeze is at the dealers?
About $25.
You're pretty close. No shoes. Tax and all is $27.68. That about blew my mind. So I took it back because I didn't really need it and probably never will.
Not at that price. I'm afraid. I'm sorry. I'll go looking somewhere else. I'll drive a little bit further if I have to find it, but I'm not. That's a little bit beyond reasonable, you know. That extends, like I said, that extends beyond the reasonable part of things.
So I agree. Now their oil filters are only like $5. They're very reasonable. And I was told by a salvage operator one time, if you want to get keep your Toyota in good shape, he said, buy Toyota oil filters. And I'd always bought Fram or, you know, any of the major name ones. And I always bought the high-end one. But he said, nope, buy the Toyota, you'll be just fine. He says, I'm the one that salvages the engines. He says, that's been my experience, and he'd been doing it for years and years and years. But at any rate, the reason I did that, Rusty, is it only has 9,000 miles on it, and I wanted to stay with the same kind, and it's pink, and the other antifreezes are yellow or green or something, and I wasn't going to intermix it. Well, it turns out I don't need any of them, so that's good.
Good price. I'd take it back too, because ain't no point in wasting the bucks, because that's expensive. And hey, it is what it is this day and age. You just have to. I was talking with Patrick just a few minutes ago, and we were talking about fuel prices. And he said the other day he went and bought diesel fuel. It was only like about 15 or so cents more expensive than regular gas was where he went, because he's got a place he goes where it's fairly cheap for both gas and diesel.
But to him, because he drives so many miles, and that's a big truck, the way I understand. And the ones I've seen, I know they are, the Matcos and the guys. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I'm losing my memory, it seemed like. But Snap-on, that's what I was trying to think. But at any rate, that's good. Last week it was $2.86 over at Sam's there at Spartanburg.
what it is tomorrow when I get paid so I can go out and look for gas. I didn't have enough money today. I just went and bought a couple items at the grocery store, picked up something for lunch, and then picked me up a couple items at the grocery store. Did pick me up two cookies. I bought one and got a free one. And all this new place over here in Spartanburg has opened up Crumble Cookies. And they are good. It's $4, a little over $4 for one of their cookies, but they're about half an inch thick and about 4 inches across.
To get Bernice to make you up some of her oatmeal cookies. They're really good, or else her chocolate chip ones. The oatmeal ones I like real well. What have they got in them, dates, Bernice? And I don't like dates, but I don't even taste them in there. As long as I don't taste it, I'll eat it.
About the same thing as mine is, you know. I'll eat. Of course, I do have light dates. I just don't eat get a lot of them because I don't eat that much of them when I'm eating them. So, you know, they don't go fast. And it's one of those things that, you know, and that's the way it is. So, anyway, well, I got some software that didn't get paid for like it was supposed to, so I need to contact them. So I will get in touch with these people today and see what I can do. Because they weren't supposed to tax this on to me because I canceled it. And they didn't get, seems like their billing department didn't get the word. Anyway, y'all have a good rest of the afternoon. And I may go over here and play on the radio a little bit. Because there sure as heck ain't nothing on TV tonight. I was looking at the schedule to see what's on tonight, and I didn't see anything that was worthwhile watching. So, and on here the other day, I had a package I had added to my TV thing. I had added the Stars package, and it was a monthly fee of about $10, I think. And I didn't see anything on it in a week-long time. I didn't watch a thing on it because I couldn't find anything on it. So when I called them and took it off, they gave me HBO for a year free. How about that?
But did you know that they're going to drop Stars entirely? I don't know if that was just from somebody else or whatever, but in the back of my mind, I remember saying something about that three or four days ago, which we've never had Stars. And this cheap package that we got from Spectrum, it's got HBO channels on it, but, I don't know, there's four, five, six of them. I think we've watched two shows on there in the last 12 years. But we don't watch very many movies because they're just not our taste, shall we say. And so if we do, it's usually an old Western or something like that, Rusty.
Yeah, like I said, I looked for a week, off and on for a week, and looked at the schedule every day. Well, for a week, almost 10 days, because I had it for 10 days. You know, and they give you a money-back guarantee if you don't like it. Like I said, I didn't find a thing on there that I wanted to watch. So I just called them up, canceled it, and that guy said, well, we've got a special going right now. You qualify for a year of HBO free. And I said, okay, I'll take that. That's eight or nine channels, I think, that puts the HBO on there, if you know what I mean.
You, but I don't even recognize any of the names on it, you know, of the movies nowadays. I'm too old. And number one, Bernice won't watch them if they're R-rated or that, and so I ain't going to either. And I don't know much about what I'm talking about there when it comes to movies, so I would excuse myself from that evaluation. I just don't know and I don't care. She'll read a book if there's nothing on, and I go over there and run CW and then check into the net once in a while, and that's about it. And I don't usually open up till about 8 o'clock, Rusty, about the time I get my shower and get done and get settled down at the radio station. And then I'll operate for 2 hours, and if I'm really going for it, I might stay up till 11. But Lately, there hasn't been too much I was interested in. There was a wonderful contest this weekend, WPX on CW, but I don't know. I'm so beat up and tired, I just give up on it.
Participate in it. I heard it, listened, and made a couple of contacts, but I didn't really participate in it. Hey, you know, it is what it is, because I hadn't set up for it, because I forgot it was on this weekend. So I didn't have my logger set up for it, but I worked a couple of stations, and I went ahead and logged them into my regular logging system, and hopefully they'll confirm on the logbook of the world here sometime later, and it's like, it wasn't like it was new countries or anything, so I don't feel a little lost because I've worked them before. Anyway, Tom, let me get over here and see what I can figure out what to do about this thing that they said I didn't pay for, but I told him I didn't want, so we'll have to figure out how to, I'll have to figure out how to settle this with him and make them forget it. So, anyway, talk to you later, Tom. Hopefully I'll hear you on the radio later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. 73s, you have a good day. And we'll catch you later. Bernice said, say hi. This is N0TR. Clear, and I'm going over and watch Tombstone Territory.